So this is going to be a bit of a rant, kind of along the same lines, like my gal Dirty Pretty Things posted about feedback being received. And normally I wouldn't air something like this. I'm not airing it really. It's just kind of something I think that needs to be said. Writers, I'm a writer. A lot of us are writers here. And I think it's obvious that we have an idea in our heads of how we want something done when we write it, the script, and the best way that you can do that. I might walk around and talk with you guys. The best way that you can do that is to write in direction for your performer, right? So if someone decides that they want to do your script, first of all, that's awesome, right? Everyone wants a fill. You want to see your stuff realized. It's amazing. It's a rush. It's awesome when you're a writer and you get to hear a voice actually putting your work out there. It's really exciting. I am excited about every single one of my fills. I will always comment on your fills of mine. But if you are giving someone a critique, and say, for example, hypothetically, you send them a PM with a list of everything that they didn't do that you thought that they should have done. That's not really helpful. Especially when you might be comparing them to someone else. Say, everyone here has a different voice. Some of us might have similar voices, but I would never, ever tell a performer, you should have said this like so and so, or I think that your voice is boring, or something like that. Or, like, I really think that you should have added more of this in here because I thought it should have been done like this. As a writer, it is your responsibility. If you want something done a certain way, you write in direction. If I want a line whispered, I write whisper, and you'll see whispers all over my stuff, and you can laugh at me about that because I write it in everything. But I like the way it comes across when it's performed, so I'll write it as an effect. It gives vocal texture. It's amazing. I also allow my performers to ad lib and do things in their own way. I think that if someone's getting into it, then they should be able to interpret it however they want. I've had people ask me to change it to a different gender. I think that that's amazing. Adding sound effects, awesome. Whatever you want to do, take it, make it yours, do what you want to do. But new script writers, I'm just going to say, telling someone that you are thinking about, this was said to me, that you're thinking about recording the lines how you thought they should have been done and sending it to the performer, this was said to me. You know, it's just going to tick me off for one, because that's mighty bold of you. But also, you don't know who you're saying this to. Like, a certain performer might take your critique like that and decide that they're going to delete their account and not perform again because it's not appreciated for a fill of your script. So be careful. If you're going to give a critique, don't tell someone that their voice is boring or that they should have done it a different way or it wasn't how you envisioned. That's not helpful. What's helpful is if you want it done a certain way, write in the directions. If you want to direct a performer, do it in your script. Don't direct them after they've recorded your piece and been nice enough to take the time to record your piece and edit your piece and post your piece. Of course, everyone's going to have different opinions. You might love someone's work and not like someone else's. That's your prerogative. I get it. But just be careful in offering feedback to people. I would never PM someone and give them a giant book of things that I thought that they did wrong. I wouldn't do that because I'm also a performer and I would never want to get something like that, like I just did, and be compared to someone else that I'm not. So, I think that that's it for my rant, really. I love this community. I want to give back, but I also think that we can offer criticism in a nicer way, not by comparing or saying that you think someone's voice is boring. So if you're listening to this, I probably love you and you don't think I'm boring, so thank you. And thank you to everyone who's filled my scripts. I will listen to a comment on all of them. You know I will. Thanks, GWA. I love you.